Think twice. It's an oak tree as an oak tree, whose substance is in them. Now the word substance, according to some translations, is translated as the stump. And so I think what he's saying is, whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves. That is, when this tree is cut down and it falls, it casts its leaves, so to speak, and it falls, then the substance or the stump is still left there. The stump and the roots are still in effect, even though you cut the tree down and haul it off. The stump is still there, the roots are still there. And that is, of course, Israel. That's God's people. There's still the root stock is left. Even when they fall, the root is left. And so he says, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof, or shall be the root thereof, or the stump thereof. The holy seed, that is Israel, God's people, they're the ones that are going to be the stump. They're the ones that are really going to have the little remnant left, even when they've been cut down and the leaves have been made to fall. That's the best interpretation I can get from the verse 13. And it does tell the history of the Jewish nation over and over again. Each time there was a calamity, and the people were carried away or driven away, whether it be by the Babylonians or by the Assyrians or by the Egyptians or by the Romans. Each time, the same thing happened. What was left, the little remnant, was really, truly Israel. It was the holy seed. And so it's from that, then, that Christ did come. And as we read in Isaiah 65, you know, he says, for as the new wine is found in the cluster, and there's a blessing in it, destroy it not. Well, that blessing, of course, the cluster was the people, and the blessing was Christ, found in the people, or in this stump, in this root, in this substance, which was what he says, what he calls here, the holy seed. Let's move on into chapter 7.